The words, "Do not be afraid," are comforting and reassuring. This is especially true when these words are shared by our Lord. On this Words of Life program, Brother David Johnson will continue with his Revelation series and use the words, "Do not be afraid," as his sermon topic. Our scripture reference for this sermon is Revelation 2:8-11. Words of Life is sponsored by Churches of Christ and other believers who pray and contribute for this program to serve God. We now praise our Lord with song.
Let him in, O Lord.
Thank you, Father, for blessing our lives. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior, and for loving us so very much. We also thank you for those who are faithful to you in life and fellowship. We are likewise thankful for each listener, and we ask that you will give them your healing, peace, and the convictions for serving you. Bless each minister, missionary, and faithful servant with your protection from Satan's opposition. Lord, when Jesus comes back to receive his own, help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now speak to us on the reassuring words, "Do not be afraid."
Thank you for listening to the Words of Life broadcast. It's great to be together again. Before we get into the lesson for this session, a listener asks a very important question. How do I get faith? The answer is found in Scripture, in the New Testament, in the Roman Epistle, the Roman Letter, chapter 10, and verse 17. How do we get faith? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. That is, that which is about Christ, the gospel. We get faith by understanding and acting on the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, which can lead people to saving faith. And so, dear listener, I recommend that you read and study, especially the Gospel of John. And as you understand it and act upon it to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you are acting upon faith, belief, trusting in the Lord Jesus to save you. So that is the answer. Now we'll get into our lesson for this day. The title for the lesson is, "Do Not Be Afraid." And our primary text is found in the New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Please listen to the Word of God. These are the words of Him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. Perhaps in America, you have heard of Smyrna, not the city in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, but instead Smyrna, Tennessee, which is a city southeast of Nashville, Tennessee, and which has become a thriving suburban area of that great city of Nashville. I have a friend born and raised in Smyrna who said when she was growing up in Smyrna, it was but a small country town. Today, Smyrna has a population of over 40,000 and is growing. It can be amazing how a place can change. The ancient city of Smyrna in the Roman province of Asia was about 25 miles north of the city of Ephesus. It was known as the Port of Asia because it had an excellent harbor on the Aegean Sea. Smyrna, in the Greek language, means myrrh, the substance used for perfume, often used for anointing dead bodies for aromatic purposes. Ancient Smyrna was considered the most beautiful city in Asia Minor, today the nation of Turkey. It was also a center for science and medicine. The small church at Smyrna came under heavy persecution from both Jews and pagans that predominated. Today, the site of ancient Smyrna is the thriving Turkish seaport of Izmir, with well over 2.2 million predominantly Muslim inhabitants. If there is any Christian church in modern Izmir, Turkey, surely it must keep to a very low profile. It's amazing how much many places change over time. Let's together learn more about the church at Smyrna and make application to the church today in the 21st century. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9a. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. The church at Smyrna was a persecuted church. It seems paradoxical, but nevertheless is true, that throughout the history of the church at large, the more a church is afflicted, the greater has been its purity and faithfulness. Today, especially in third world countries, the church is thriving. For example, on the continent of Africa and in places in the continent of Asia, for example, in Red China, the unlawful, persecuted, underground church is reportedly in the millions and faithful even to the point of death. Someone has written, quote, "The purest Christian graces are those forged in the furnace of adversity," end quote. In America, perhaps the church at large has become soft and complacent and shallow due to less direct physical persecution. Serious persecution tends to solidify the resolve of genuine Christians to walk in the steps of Jesus, both in character and in doctrine. Persecution and affliction often weed out all Christian imposters and hypocrites. True Christians who persevere through afflictions of all kinds are refined, purified in their faith, hope, and love for and in Christ Jesus. The church at Smyrna suffered afflictions from primarily two sources. First, a Jewish population strongly opposed to Christianity. Secondly, a Gentile population strongly loyal to Rome and emperor worship. Today, in 21st century America, Christendom is under attack primarily from two sources, the secularists and the humanists. These, by and large, demand no one, nothing regarding God, Jesus Christ, or any Christian teaching or practice be allowed in the public square. This confrontation is also poised to silence pulpits regarding any moral issue deemed, quote, hate speech, end quote, rejecting the moral, ethical standards of Scripture, of God. Jesus Christ affirms regarding the ancient church at Smyrna and any church today who remain faithful to the character and teachings of God in Scripture that we are rich. Rich in the faith for our perseverance. Rich inwardly, if not outwardly. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 B says, I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Slander is the telling of false, spiteful statements that continues brazenly today against Christians. Verbal slander to ridicule and mock faithful Christians has become entertainment and comedy fodder for many. Who say they are Jews and are not means they are Jews physically, but not spiritually. Outwardly, but not inwardly. Slander, blaspheming, cursing, lying, and the like are not the conduct of God's people. And that they are a synagogue of Satan. Here, Jesus Christ, the all-knowing judge, says these type people are actually an assembly or a synagogue of Satan, the evil one. Whether Jews, Muslims, secularists, humanists, atheists, or any other ism or ist, these who reject Jesus Christ and his teachings as the Son of God are but a tool of Satan, the evil one, the devil. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10a. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Christians continue to suffer from physical persecution, from discrimination, from oral abuse and caricature. Jesus told his disciples in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Since Jesus Christ overcame, he can help and strengthen us to also be overcomers. Through any and all types of afflictions of suffering, in Christ we can have his peace to infiltrate our minds, hearts, and wills as we yield ourselves to him and the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10b. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. By application today, we can be imprisoned in our minds and hearts due to serious troubles. Sometimes we bring these on ourselves due to sin or poor decision-making. Sometimes, through no direct fault of ourselves, God allows us to be tested through difficulties. So what are we to do? Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10c. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Faith that is not tested cannot be verified, cannot be validated. Faith that is not tested cannot grow or mature. When Christians remain faithful, our faith is proven real. So many fall away when troubles hit. Many even blame God and become bitter. That is not faith, not trust or reliance upon the living God. We must be faithful to the end, to which Christ promises the crown of life. What is this exactly? The original Greek word means victor's crown, which will be the faithful Christian's reward for genuine, persevering faith in him. The crown of life means eternal life with God. We must remain faithful to Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord to be crowned as victors. In the Epistle of James, chapter 1 and verse 12, we find these words. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. So, any professing Christian who claims to love Jesus but does not remain faithful to Him, proven by a consecrated life, does not really love Jesus, nor is he or she faithful, nor will they receive the crown of life, eternal life with God. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11 says in part, "He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death." So what is the second death? The answer is in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 that says in part, "Their place will be the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Not victors, but instead vanquished. Notice that Jesus Christ, the omniscient evaluator of souls, had only commendations, no condemnations for the church at Smyrna. Why? Because they were individually rich, and as a congregation, rich in faith, rich in hope, rich in love for Jesus Christ. Because they remained faithful in spite of suffering, because they were overcomers, come what may, even what Christ allowed them to be tested with. As their city named Smyrna means myrrh, an aromatic gum resin used to make perfume and incense, this church was as a fragrant aroma, a sweet and pleasing witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. May we Christians, members of the church, wherever we may be living, whether in America or Africa or Asia or in Europe or wherever it may we be Christians that are also rich inwardly, especially faithful overcomers to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that we might live faithfully for Him. And do not be afraid in this dark world, but be joyful that we, the faithful in Christ, are promised to receive the crown of life, which is an eternity with God. May that be true of each of us.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sky.
What a blessing we have just received by listening to the message in God's Word. If you are already a Christian, we pray that God will bless you in your life for Him. If Jesus is not yet your Savior, please give full consideration to this need. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, we invite you to write to us with your thoughts and questions. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, request CD 1943. That's 1943. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.